want to welcome you to God's Word today. It has been since May of 2023 that since I've been on this particular platform to spread the Word of God to you, and I've been playing catch up today on some of my other platforms as well, which I pray that you will indeed truly be blessed to get to hear those as well. But right now we're dealing with God's Word today, and today I want to come out of Psalms 150 and basically give you an invitation to praise God, as all creatures called to praise God. So let us pray. Lord God, we come to you saying thank you for this, the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for clothing us in our right mind, giving us the activities of our limbs and a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Now, Lord God, we pray that this word that's about to go forth, that it will not fall upon deaf ears, but that it will reach the hearts of those who are in need and uplift it to give you praise as we look at this invitation to praise coming out of Psalms 150. We ask that you bless this word, bless me as the one that's given this word, and that this word will go forth not to just a few listeners, but that those who listen will want to also share this word and encourage others to lift up your name in praise. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' name. This is for his sake. And amen, amen, and amen. Coming out of Psalms 150 this evening, in its entirety, an invitation to praise God. All creatures called to praise God. Starts out, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with stringed instruments and organs, praise him upon the loud cymbals, praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We are here with the greatest earnest imaginable, excited to praise God if, as some suppose, this psalm was primarily intended for the Levites, to stir them up to do their office in the house of the Lord as singers and players on instruments. Yet we must take it as speaking to us, who are made to our God spiritual priests. And the repeated inculcating of the call thus intimates that it is a great and necessary duty, a duty which we should be much employed and much enlarged in, but which we are naturally backward to and cold in, and therefore need to be brought to and held to by precept upon precept and line upon line. Observe here, outline one, whence this tribute of praise arises, praise arises, and out of what part of his dominion it especially issues. It comes, one, from his sanctuary. Praise him here, praise him there. Let his priests, let his people that attend there, attend him with their praises. Where should he be praised? But there where he does, in a special manner, both manifest his glory and communicate his grace. Praise God upon the account of his sanctuary and the privileges which we enjoy by having that among us. Ezekiel 37 and 26. Praise God and his holy ones. So some read it. We must take notice of the image of God as it appears on those that are sanctified and love them for the sake of that image. And when we praise him, we must praise God in them. Secondly, from the firmament of his power, praise him because of his power and glory which appear in the firmament, its vastness, its brightness, and its splendid furniture, and because of the powerful influences it has upon his earth. Let those that have their dwelling in the firmament of his power, even the holy angels, lead in this good work, some by the sanctuary as well as by the firmament of his power. Understand the highest heavens, the residence of his glory, that is indeed his sanctuary, his holy temple, and there he is praised continually in a far better manner than we can praise him, and it is a comfort to us when we find we do it so poorly that it is so well done there. Second outline, upon what account this tribute of praise is due? Upon many accounts, particularly one, the works of his power, Psalms 150 and 2. Praise him for his mighty acts, for his mightiness, so the word is, for all the instances of his mighty, the power of his providence, the power of his grace, what he has done in the creation, government, and redemption of the world, for the children of men in general, for his own church and children in particular. Secondly, the glory and majesty of his being. Praise him according to his excellent greatness, according to the multitude of his magnificence. So Dr. Hammond reads it, not that our praises can bear any proportion to God's greatness, for it is infinite, but since he is greater than we can express or conceive, we must raise our conceptions and expressions to the highest degree we can attain to. Be not afraid of saying too much in the praises of God, as we often do in praising even great and good men. Deus non petitur hyperbolum. We cannot speak hyperbolically of God. All the danger is of saying too little, and therefore, when we have done our utmost, we must own that though we have praised him in consideration of, yet not in proportion to, his excellent greatness. Outline number three. In what manner this tribute must be paid? With all kinds of musical instruments that were then used in the temple service. Psalms 150 verses 3 through 5. It is well that we are not concerned to inquire what sort of instruments these were. It is enough that they were well known then. Our concern is to know, one, that hereby is intimated how full the psalmist's heart was of the praises of God and how desirous he was that this good work might go on. Secondly, that in serving God we should spare no cost nor pains. Third, that the best music in God's ears is devout and pious affections, non musica cordula, sed cor, not a melodious string, but a melodious heart. Praise God with a strong faith, praise him with holy love and delight, praise him with an entire confidence in Christ, praise him with a believing triumph over the powers of darkness, praise him with an earnest desire towards him and a full satisfaction in him, praise him by a universal respect to all his commands, praise him by a cheerful submission to all his disposals, praise him by rejoicing in his love and solacing yourselves in his great goodness, praise him by promoting the interests of the kingdom of his grace, praise him by a lively hope and expectation of the kingdom of his glory. Fourthly, that various instruments being used in praising God, it should yet be done with an exact and perfect harmony, that they must not hinder but help one another. The New Testament concert, instead of this, is with one mind and one mouth to glorify God, Romans 15:6. Fourth outline. Who must pay this tribute? Psalms 150 verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. He began with the call to those that had a place in his sanctuary and were employed in the temple service, but he concludes the call to all the children of men in prospect of the time when the Gentiles should be taken into the church and in every place as acceptably as at Jerusalem. This incense should be offered, Malachi 1:11. Some think that in everything that has breath, here we must include the inferior creatures, as Genesis 7:22. In all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, they praise God according to their capacity. The singing of birds is a sort of praising God. The brutes do in effect say to man, we would praise God if we could do it for us. John, in a vision, heard a song of praise from every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, Revelation 5:13. Others think that only the children of men are meant, for into them God has in a more peculiar manner breathed the breath of life, and they have become living souls, Genesis 2:7. Now that the gospel is ordered to be preached to every creature, to every human creature, it is required to every human creature, praise the Lord. Let me read it again. Now that the gospel is ordered to be preached to every creature, to every human creature, it is required that every human creature praise the Lord. Let me put a pen right there. I may even ruffle some feathers in saying what I'm about to say. But what this simply means is when you enter into God's temple, besides just wearing a nice set of clothing and looking pretty and looking dignified, it doesn't mean don't say nothing. It means that if you have been redeemed, the Bible has declared, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In other words, I really don't believe in silent praise. That is, unless you are deaf or you're mute. But if God has given you breath in your body, and if you claim to be redeemed, the conclusion of that scripture is, you ought to say so. Translation, you ought to show some sign. I often tell the people at the church I attend, it's amazing how you can hear someone's car going by playing their sound system, but somebody walking by the church can't hear nothing that's going on inside the church. But yet we sing Fred Hammond songs, Let the Praise Begin. Well, if there's some praising going on in the temple, there should be something heard outside the temple. I'm reminded of the stories of the people of old that paved the way for us, and yet we have gotten our path. But they used to say that on Sunday morning, as they were getting closer to the church, they could hear the noise that they were making in the church. And the more noise they heard, the quicker they put a pep in their step, because they wanted to know what was going on. Can I ask this question? Do people know what's going on in your sanctuary? Something to think about. We move on. What have we, our breath, our spirit, for, but to spend it in praising God? And how can we spend it better? Prayers are called our breathings, Lamentations 3:56. Let everyone that breathes towards God in prayer, finding the benefit of that, breathe forth his praises too. Having breath, let the praises of God perfume our breath. Let us be in this work as in our element. Let it be to us as air we breathe in, which we could not live without. Having our breath in our nostrils, let us consider that it is still going forth and will shortly go and not return. Since therefore we must shortly breathe our last, while we have breath, let us praise the Lord. And then we shall breathe our last with comfort, and when death runs us out of breath, we shall remove to a better state of breath God's praise in a freer, better air. The first three of the five books of Psalms, according to the Hebrew division, concluded with Amen and Amen. The fourth with Amen, Hallelujah. But the last, and in it the whole book concludes with only Hallelujah, because the last six Psalms are wholly taken up in praising God, and there is not a word of complaint or petition in them. The nearer good Christians come to their end, the fuller they should be of the praises of God. Some think that this last psalm is designed to represent to us the work of glorified saints in heaven who are there continually praising God, and that the musical instruments here said to be used are no more to be understood literally than the gold, the pearls, and the precious stones, which are said to adorn the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21:18-19. But as those intimate that the glories of heaven are the most excellent glories, so these intimate that the praises the saints offer there are the most excellent praises. Prayers will there be swallowed up in everlasting praises, There will be no intermission in praising God, and yet no weariness. Hallelujahs forever repeated, and yet still new songs. Let us often take a pleasure in thinking what glorified saints are doing in heaven, what those are doing whom we have been acquainted with on earth, but who have gone before us thither, and let it not only make us long to be among them, but quicken us to do this part of the will of God on earth as those do it that are in heaven. And let us spend as much of our time as may be in this good work, because in it we hope to spend a joyful eternity. Hallelujah is the word there, Revelation 19, 1 and 3. Let us echo to it now, as those that hope to join in it shortly. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. I hope that this has encouraged you to continue to praise God in spite of what we see going on around us. For it is in Him we move and have our being, and because of that we have so much reason to give God praise. We may not have a big bank account, we may not have the fanciest of cars, but anytime God wakes you up and allows you to move around, that's all the more reason to give God praise. Praise Him for what He's doing for you. Praise Him for what He's doing for others. Find time to give God praise. It doesn't take a whole lot. Just use the little bit you have and give God some praise. Until the next time, be blessed and be a blessing.